Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by former Bears quarterback and radio legend Jim Miller. Jim, we're at the Combine. There's a lot of buzz here about a lot of the prospects. But first, let me ask you about the buzz at Halasol with John Fox coming in as the head coach. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm excited. You know, a guy's been extremely successful, whether it's with the Carolina Panthers or you look at his reign out there at the Denver Broncos as a head coach. I mean, four division titles in 4 years, I think it speaks for itself. He's very highly regarded among players, and certainly his coaching, you know, his career speaks for itself. A lot of success under John Fox.
I think he's the first coach to ever be fired after winning four straight division championships. And then also you look at the other side of the ball is in terms of the defense and Vic Fangio coming from San Francisco. How fortunate are the Bears to have the 49ers and the Broncos both decide to move on and have the Bears bring in coaches that have both been to the Super Bowl in the last few years?
I think it's one of the best coaching hires. You know, I don't want to say that it fell into the Bears' lap, but, I mean, to get this quality of a coaching staff that they've assembled right now, I mean, a lot of Bears fans should be excited about it because it's few and far between that you're able to assemble this type of staff this early in an offseason, and I think Chicago knocked it out of the park.
The Bears announced here at the Combine that they're going to go with a 3-4 base defense and then go with multiple fronts. As a quarterback, what kind of challenges, just generally speaking, does a 3-4 provide in terms of versus a 4-3?
Well, I just think when you face a 3-4 defense, they have more versatility in terms of the array of blitzes they can show you. You know, cross-dog blitzes by the linebacker, whether it's Mike Sam, the weak inside backer to the weak outside backer, and there's just a lot of combination of blitzes that you have to be prepared for, not only you, but your offensive line. So you, from an offensive aspect, you've got to be able to identify certain things to make sure everybody's on the same page. But versatility, I think, is really the key, and that's why a lot of teams have gone to a 3-4.
Last question. I just want to ask you your thoughts on Ryan Pace. A lot of people here at the Combine have been raving about him. I think he's done a great job so far. What do you think about Ryan Pace being the general manager?
I like him. He's been very thorough. He's very decisive. I think he knows what he wants to build in a football team, and I think he's a no-nonsense guy. And so, I think when you look at him and John Fox, they are on the same page. And I don't want to say that the tail will no longer be wagging the dog, but I think that's going to be the case at Halas Hall. Players better be ready to strap it up and play some good football.
Great stuff, Jim. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.